Now let's get to the my thoughts on the college football playoff. I want to get to that in the final segment here. I think everyone knows how I feel about it. But let me add to it that about the archaic thinking and the excuses. So let's start with the excuses. This always happens in college football more than any other sport I have seen. And there's one that comes out more than anything else. One excuse that comes out more than any other in college football. Well, you know, the academic side of it, blah, blah, blah. Yo, whoa. When they were talking about going to a 14 playoff, the academic side came out. I sat back and went, what are you talking about? Hey, stop acting like everybody is stupid. These games, for the vast majority of them, would be played during term break. So again, that old, tired argument, which I talked about repeatedly, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, whatever, I always said the same thing. It's during term break. Stop acting like we're stupid. Classes end the first week of December, for goodness sakes. They don't start up again until, 9 days into January. The vast majority of this thing will be played with on term break. No classes missed. Done. Next. Well, you might have somebody play 17 games. Yeah, you might. In all likelihood, no. Most times, it usually will end up being, because of the way the bye system works, many times it'll be 16. Maybe once in a while a team will play 17. But you never hear anybody complain or write articles about the 16 games they play in high school to win a championship. Never. Oh, college is warping toward an NFL schedule. High schools play more games now than college teams. Not the regular season, but when you start to get to the playoffs. High school programs that are in the playoffs usually are playing 16 games when it's all said and done. That's more games than a college team plays. Are you kidding me? You never hear anybody talk about that. So you can play, it's okay to play 16 games in high school. Obviously, it's okay to play how many games in the NFL, they're pros. But in college, you can't do that? You can't have two teams play 17 games? Really? They're older, better conditioned? So that argument's out. Now let's get to archaic thinking. This is not a knock at all on Don Canham, the legendary athletic director at Michigan. Don was a great athletic director. Everybody will tell you that. But I'm watching the ESPN 150 last night. You know, I like watching the reruns of this documentary because it's just so well done. Boy, whoever put that together really, really knew what they were doing. Wow. I mean, they put a lot of work in to find all this footage. A lot of work. So, last night, the episode I watched was on television and the influence on the college game. So, there is, you know, they're showing, I wish they'd shown TV quarterbacks. And, of course, we know how Joe sort of gets treated in this thing. It's wrong. It's unfair. It's just stupid and archaic on ESPN's part. But that's another story. The rest of the series I will not knock. The rest of the series is brilliant with every letter capitalized. It's brilliant. But they're showing Bear Bryant on his show in Alabama. Sponsored by Coca-Cola and Golden Flakes cereal. And of course, Bear is mumbling his way through. But it's the most watched show in Alabama. Because obviously back then you had radio. And Alabama would be on TV a couple of times a season. The Auburn game always was on. Maybe one other time, and then a bowl game. That was it. The other games, you needed radio, or you needed to see it on that. You needed to see it on the replay the next day. And that's the way it was with TV quarterbacks. Same thing. Fram would sit down with Joe. Jim Tarman would be there. They'd have a player guest, and they'd show all the highlights from the day before. I was like you. I was in college at the time in Dallas, Pennsylvania, going to the Lehman campus, the Wilkes-Barre campus of Penn State, and I'm watching TV quarterbacks every single Sunday on WVIA. You know, because I'd be listening to the game on Saturday, and the once or twice they'd be on TV, boom, I remember they played Ohio State in 76. That game was on TV. There was a Pitt game later in the year that was on TV, and then they played the Gator Bowl. So three times Penn State was on. All the other games were radio, and you had to watch TV quarterbacks. That's the way it was. Notre Dame highlights. I'm tugging at the heartstrings, Mertzi. My brother and I grew up in New England, and so we didn't get TV quarterbacks in New England. It was on public TV in Pennsylvania. But when we were kids in the 60s, early 70s, Sunday morning, 11 a.m., Lindsey Nelson, George Conner, Lindsey Nelson, Paul Hornung, Notre Dame highlights. We now move to further action. After an exchange of punts, Notre Dame takes over in their own territory. Okay. And that's how you watched it. Now let's get, okay, so that NCAA controlled everything. Now let's get to the archaic thinking part and apply it to now with the 12-team playoff. In this documentary, brilliantly done, Don Canham is talking about, well, if every game's on TV, it's going to affect our gate. I don't want to have that happen. We get $8 million a year from our gate here at Michigan, and we need to keep that $8 million. Okay. The fear was that TV would take away from people going to stadiums. And back in the early 80s, I was doing this show in another form back then. And that was the fear. And my thought process was, every time I see these games on TV, you're seeing the game, the excitement, the players, the band, the cheerleaders, the atmosphere, everything. It made you want to go. So I took the opposite opinion. I thought it was the progressive way to get college football out there. Now to the 12-team playoff. Don't let archaic thinking get in the way of progress for the game. The game needs to grow. You need to be like the NCAA tournament, hitting all corners of the country. I don't care if Texas and Oklahoma went to the SEC. Whoop-de-doo, good for them. Great for the SEC. Have confidence in your product. Take the viewpoint that, okay, we can get Penn State in. We can get Ohio State in. We might be able to get Wisconsin or Michigan in. Take that thought. Take that approach. Attack this deal with confidence. Not from the fetal position. I don't know. Texas and Oklahoma went. They might get six of the at-large teams to get all the money. Stop it. Have confidence in what you're doing. When they play in the SEC, guess what's going to happen every week? When they play SEC games, 7 out of the 14 teams are going to lose. Does anybody take that into account? You need to grow the game. And you can't keep coming up with excuses not to do it. Well, it may interfere with schoolwork. They're in term break. Well, they may play 17 games. High schools play 16 to get to their champion. Oklahoma and Texas went, what? In other words, what? They're so good that your product's now totally inferior? That's the confidence level you're showing in your own product, in your own conference? Really? If that's how you feel, I have one word for you, resign. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.